And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. To show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. For if any man see thee which hast knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? But when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, This is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you ward, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Pray for us. For we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ,